The readings this week, I think, are particularly timely, but they're also particularly difficult because what we're hearing from these readings today is what I learned in like the old school terms to be known as fraternal correction. You know, the willingness for us to approach someone who we perceive as saying something or doing something wrong and challenging them to sort of be transformed into doing something right. That is a difficult thing to do. It's a difficult thing to do on any given day, but I would suggest to you that under the circumstances, things have gotten really bad in our society to the point where not only have we become hardened of heart, we've also become hardened of head. And we've forgotten how to listen to one another, to dialogue with one another, and to really understand one another. I want to suggest to you that part of the problem in this day and age comes from a loss of connectedness with one another. And that loss of connectedness, I kind of blame on social media. So what I'd like to do is sort of translate this gospel into a reading from the rule of social media according to 2017. Social media said to its users, if another posts something you disagree with or offends you, respond with a sad or angry emoji and instant message them as to why they were wrong. If they listen to you, you have won them over. If they do not listen, which is far more likely, post a meme or two to support your argument. Facts don't really matter as much as the number of likes you get from other users. If they still refuse to listen to you, report their posts as offensive to the social media administrators. If they refuse to listen even to the social media administrators, then unfriend them and treat them like dirt. Assassinate their character and call them names like racist, idiot, misogynist, knucklehead, hater, snowflake, and hypocrite. Amen, I say to you, whatever you post on social media shall be held against you, and whatever you decide to ignore and not fall for will provide you with great peace. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or the blogosphere about anything you have posted, it shall come back to bite you. For where two or three are convinced that they are smarter or more right than anyone else, you can be sure they will post it with a selfie. The mess we've gotten ourselves into. God have mercy. We have gotten to the point where we don't listen to one another. So reality doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. The only thing that matters is what we feel or believe for ourselves. And as a result of that, we try and go out and gather people together that share our view. And the more people we can gather together that share our view, the louder we can be at pushing away at those who don't share our view. So what can be done about that? I want to suggest to you that Paul has the answer. Paul suggests that love supersedes all rules, all commandments. But love is a very challenging concept. When Paul says we have to love our neighbor as ourselves, we have to listen very carefully to what he is saying. Because what he is not saying is we have to love ourselves and then our neighbor. I think somehow we've gotten disoriented to the point where our focus is on us. Our focus is on me. And I think we've become insulated by this idea of the world shrinking to the point where we can sit at a desk or just look at our phone and think we are connected to the world. Our connections have to be personal, because it's impossible to love someone that we don't know. And I want to suggest to you that part of the problem with social media is that we don't give ourselves the opportunity to really know these people we call friends. We grab on to one simple connection. Maybe they know somebody that we know, or maybe they've been someplace we've been. But do we really know them? Loving someone is impossible without knowing them. That's why it is so important for us to come here. How do we know God? Our connection that brings us here is varied, right? We may have been born into the Catholic Christian faith. We may have lived in the neighborhood. We may have just happened to move here because of our work or family situation. But how do we know God in this place? See, God has a personal desire with each and every one of us to be infused into our hearts. And we have to be willing and courageous enough to allow that to happen. But we also have to be responsible enough to get to understand what God's heart is. That's what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. Jesus is not suggesting that we just willy-nilly walk around correcting people. What Jesus is suggesting is we have to know the truth of who God is. We have to understand why God has given us commandments, why he has given us encouragements. If we can't understand those things, how are we going to communicate that to other people? Because most importantly, if we understand what God is up to, and we begin to shape our lives around that, it will transform the world. After Mass this morning, Sister Christine is going to share with us some of the opportunities that our parish provides for adult continuing formation. This is really important stuff. Because if we don't understand who we are as a social group, if we don't understand what really brings us here, how are we going to know one another? Or even more importantly, how are we going to be able to love one another? Our faith requires effort. It requires work put into understanding what it is God wants of us. And as a church, we want to understand that in the context of our church, in the context of our faith. So I invite you to challenge yourself to think about, how is it that I know God? Who is God to me? How am I connected in a very real and personal way with God? And how am I going to take that connection and let it inform my connection with everyone else? St. Francis de Sales had a brilliant quote. What he says is, we have to consider what God is doing and then ask ourselves, what am I doing? And if the answer to that question is love, then this world will be a different place.